Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about just how easy it is to get started in this business.
Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy to follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the training tab and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics. And at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Case of the Mondays here, Casual Fridays.
Yeah, y'all aren't going to hear that because we have. I'm going to edit out all the entire case of Mondays, but.
Well, it's. I mean, we can talk about the case of Mondays. I mean, I've lost my keys to all my flip houses.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was the case of the Mondays or just old age creeping up.
It's probably both, man. The gray hairs don't stop. The house is. I'm lucky that I have lock boxes on both, so I have one key that'll get me into the house.
Wait, did you lose the keys to both houses?
Both houses, yeah.
Oh, I didn't really register that until just now.
Yeah, that's why I was like, crap. I tore up the house at home. I keep the keys in two spots on my bar. Or in my truck console, and they're not in the console. I tore apart the truck. They went to the bar. The cleaning lady came Wednesday, and I literally cannot find them anywhere. And I don't put them in pockets. Usually because I have to lock them to get back out of the house. So all the houses are locked up, so I know they're not inside the houses.
Did you leave it in the door at John's way?
No, because I used when I went 2 days ago, I used the lockbox key. So I'm about to go over there after I get done here. I got to cut a door down and fix a windowsill, you know, home repair at its finest.
Your cleaning lady's probably got a all new appliances and
no, Fabiola's too sweet for that. Okay. So she's gonna be there Wednesday getting it ready. That house is gonna be on the market hopefully end of the week.
Nice.
It's crunch time. It's that time where you're going back and forth for a couple of days, and that's what leads us into what's so easy to get started in land investing. That's today's show, right?
That is today's show.
Because
yeah.
Creeping up on flip houses is not fun. Especially when it's a 35-minute drive from your house.
Yeah, is this going to be your last one? You got more in you?
You asked that. Jessica asked that. A couple people have asked that, and I'm not going to mail houses for a little bit. I'm going to, if I do mail any buildings, it'll be probably duplex to 10 units, and I'll go with that because we had pretty good luck with that last year. Everybody involved in those deals had tremendous value added to them. So I think that's where I'm going to go. I kind of attribute that to like the $500 land and the difference of like $1,000 acre land or, you know, $100 acre land. You kind of get out of some of the, I don't call it riffraff, but you get out of the competition. You buy yourself out of the business. Does that make sense? You throw a little bit more money at it. It's a little bit different of a deal, but at the end of the day, it's the same equation.
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high.
I got a offer on my house from Land Academy. Person.
Yep. And his letter came from me. I showed him how to do that.
As soon as it came to my house and I recognized the kind of letter, I was like, who got my home address?
Yeah.
And then I opened up and I'm okay, this is kind of funny. Yeah. I personally thought it was even for a low ball offer, I thought it was a little low.
Yeah, I did too because you sent me a picture of it. I saw the price on it. I was like, wow, he's aggressive on the price. Because I think I shopped your neighborhood at one point and I offered probably $15,000-$16,000 more than he did.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know what my home shows on the tax rolls, but even at 50, if he did, I don't know. It seemed a little low, but I'm not mad. I did think about jokingly calling him and scream at him, but
he'd like it though. He's into that sort of stuff. Well, cool. Let's talk about how easy it is to get started in land investing.
Okay.
How easy is it though?
Well, super easy. I mean, just think about all the things you can do out there. So I think a lot of people can get hung up on having to pick a county and having to mail and having to price, but mm-hmm. you can get easy. It's so easy to just buy over the counter from a county on a property that hadn't paid the back taxes.
So something that's went, so over the counter, people that don't know, it's a tax deed property that's it's sold by the county because it's went through auction. Nobody's taken it. It's and it didn't sell at auction. So they have a list of these. Some states call them struck off lists. You contact the county, the department in the county is in charge of that. Kind of changes county to county. And you say, hey, can I get a little copy of this list? And you just say, hey, I'll buy it for this much. And you know, some of the cool counties, that I call them cool counties because they're like, eventually they want to get rid of them. So after a certain time period, they'll take an offer on it. You just make an offer.
Yeah, and they've even got it listed on their website. So, I mean, how much easier can it be, right? So I want to buy some cheap property. Mm-hmm. There's a website that has it all listed. Mm-hmm. You go on, you pick one, and you make an offer. And
yeah.
It's been there long enough, they'll probably accept it. Well, depending on your offer.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, in Land Academy 1.0, he talks about the COSL site. That's Central Office of State Land for Arkansas. And he said, oh, yeah, you look here and go that. They have one of the best websites that's all-inclusive for that. We have an ebook out on that. It's going to get published after the live event. For those who come to the live event, we'll get it first, and we'll let you have a month head start for anybody else that's going to be getting that. And it kind of walks you through the process. I've added that to my business over the last probably 4 or 5 months just to kind of create a little bit additional income that's automated. So we buy from the state of Arkansas a tax deed property, and then we throw it on eBay. There's some waiting periods and things like that just to make sure you have good title. But we do that, and we sell one every 5 days, and they make between $400 and $500 profit a deal.
Yeah, this is perfect, too, because we're not talking crazy expensive properties either.
No.
This is one of those where you can get it for a cup of coffee, the price of a cup of coffee a day type of deal. You know?
Still the title of a book.
It's true, though.
It is. And we've done this over and over where we can take somebody with a couple $100, like Jen that actually won the Casual Friday Land giveaway. She had the option of taking $500 or the piece of property. She could make a decision how she wanted to do it. And we told her if she took the $500 and she wanted to start her land investing business, we'd help her get started. And so that's what we did. She's been going through this website trying to find a couple properties, and I think that she's got a couple dialed in. She says she's never looked at so many maps in her life as she has the last few days. So she came and did a one-on-one consulting visit with us to get started, kind of understand what she's looking for. She's running through that now. And the plan for that is she does this and she buys 4 or 5 properties. She's going to spend probably $300 on property. She's going to get 4 or 5 properties out of the deal. She can turn around and sell them for $400 to $500 a piece. And now she's sitting on $2,000 to start her land investing. She's like, well, what's next after that? She goes, how do I get my mailer going? What do we do there? She'll send her first mailer and she'll end up buying a bigger piece of property worth more money. She may use private funding if she doesn't want to use her own money. And now she's got, you know, 2 rounds of mailers out of her $2,000 that she got for the property that she bought for $50 each.
Yeah, super easy. So, I mean, basically that's all there is to it, right? Arkansas, that's who we're talking about now, but that's not the only county that does it, right? So you find a county that sells over-the-counter
tax deed
land deals. You purchase it very inexpensively, throw it up on eBay, let it sell.
Yep.
And now you got twice your money on the low side, right?
Oh, yeah. We're seeing 3 to 4 times on average.
So there you go. You do that 2-3 times. Now you got a handful of money.
You got enough money to send your first mailer. It didn't cost you anything but a little bit of time. And you're actually learning while you're doing that.
Or you can take that money and go into our second idea here, which is buying wholesale.
Yeah, buy it wholesale. Right?
So you buy cheap properties, you sell them on eBay, you save up some money, and now you can, if you're not ready to do a mailer, go buy wholesale.
Yeah, no, that's a great thing. I mean, we talked about wholesaling, how to properly wholesale, and if you're buying from a guy, an investor that is willing to work with you, you know, it's a great way to get property for just a little bit over the cost of it. You know, the guy's not finding them for free. He's got to send mail, he's got to acquire them. But normally, like we talked about, we 10 to 15, sometimes 20% on a property we sell between each other. And we have about 5 or 6 people that we do that with. They say, hey, I'm looking for a property in this area. Do you have one? We shoot it over to them. Especially if we buy 6 or 7 in an area and we're heavy on inventory there, we'll definitely get rid of some of it.
Yeah. So imagine you just made $2,000 selling property on eBay. And now someone comes along, they've got a 10 acre that they're going to wholesale for, I don't know, $1,250 or $1,500. Mm-hmm. You buy that straight from them and now you flip it for double your money,
yeah,
cash, or you can owner finance it out 300-500%.
Yep. No, and that's, I guess, what they consider infinite returns. You know, it really wasn't your money that you got there and you wholesaled it or you sold it on terms, and now you've got it out there going for the next 5 to 6 years making $150 a month.
Yeah. Or you have twice your money. Now, yep. you got $3,000. What can you do with that?
Go to Disney World?
You could go to Disney World. You could go out on a crazy night on the town. But
we really should do the next thing we talk about.
which would be putting mail in the box.
Yes. You at some point, you're going to have to put mail in the box. The returns on your inbound flow from just putting mail out there is just, it's second to none.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people get hung up on this because it can be scary.
Okay.
You're going to send out, we recommend 1,000 at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get angry. They're going to call you back. Mm-hmm. And even if you take out getting angry out of the equation, the fear of someone's going to call you back.
Well, yeah, it's the risk of the unknown. You don't know exactly what you're going to get back. And so that's like, you know, when you go to the state websites, like say Arkansas, for instance, you look at the property, you know I'm going to put an offer on this piece of property or I buy it for the back tax amount. As soon as you hit the offer on it, you know what you're dealing with. You don't, the unknown, I think, is what scares people. Come back on mail.
Yeah, and that's the thing with mailing. You don't even need to be perfect at it.
No.
You just need to take that step to put it in the box, mm-hmm. right? Your pricing doesn't have to be perfect. I've actually heard someone on a different podcast that they messed up and put zero in for the purchase price and they bought property. You just
really?
Yeah, you just got to put it out there and people will call. And if it says zero, you're definitely going to get some calls because they're like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
right?
I'm not giving you my property.
But that gives you the option to, you know, my assistant made an error there. This is how much we're actually willing to pay.
You know, when I do that, I always say, my assistant Adam always messed up. Damn it, Adam. You can't keep, he's messing up again. I'm training a new guy. You know how that is.
Oh, okay.
That's right. What I tell him.
Don't start putting your name on my offers then.
I put different names on my offers too. I have purchasing managers. So it's all fun and games. I mean, that's what, you can have fun with this or you can be like freaked out about it. Have fun with it.
Yeah. And you don't need an answering service. You don't need any of that. Just do it. I think that's the point of this last, you know, just put in the box.
Yeah, it's going to take you to actually do a little bit of work, whether that's pricing, getting close on pricing a mailer. If you're scared to price a mailer and you want somebody else to look at it with you, that's what our consulting does. I mean, we do that day in and day out. I think I priced 5 mailers last week. You know, the cool thing is they're doing it all over the country. And so we can get you close. And the best part of that for me is when I get these text messages back. This is, oh my God, they're calling back. Oh my God, I got 3. What should we do? I don't know. It's your business. I'll help you do it. But, you know, you become part of that business.
Would you find that the people that you're helping out, when they get the calls, are they excited? Are they nervous? Do they feel like they're prepared?
They're blown away that it actually works. That's the first thing to say. This thing actually works.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a realization that most people have. Is I think when you're listening to the podcast and you see forums, you kind of think it may be oversaturated. It seems like there's a lot of people doing it.
Because you focused it on that niche.
Yeah. I think in reality, though, not so many people are putting mail in the box. They may be buying it. Maybe they're buying over the counter. Maybe they're buying wholesale. But I have specifically mailed to counties where I knew there were other investors, and I still killed it.
Yeah.
Right. So.
But that's part of your county thing is like you look for other investors' areas. Like you're like, hey, they've vetted it. It's working. They bought and sold it. The inventory sold off their stuff. You know, hey, it's working.
Yeah, and it may be because I'm doing a little higher acreage.
Okay. Yeah, so the people that you're seeing buying 20, you're shopping 20 to 80 or 20 to 100.
Yeah.
And that's like we talked about that earlier with the houses, is getting out of that lower level property and moving up and scaling your business a little bit quicker.
Either way, it works. I mean, there's lots of investors in certain counties that are buying 5 to 10 acres, and they're all buying and they're all selling.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess the moral of the story is, how easy is it to get started? Well, you can go online or come to our live event. I'm going to give you an ebook that walks you through it. And you'll make that money back on your first property, the cost of admission.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
If you look at what you're doing
yep.
on a consistent basis, you're buying for really cheap,
yep.
letting it run on an auction on eBay.
Yep. It's automated.
Yeah, it's automated. And you're selling it. And that would return the cost of a ticket to our show.
Yeah, because we do it with a $300 dock fee. So we put it up there for $1, no reserve. Our properties we're buying between $50 and $150, depending on, you know, where it's at, what type of deal it is. So you take the one we bought for $50. As soon as it has a dollar bid, it's profitable because with the doc stamps, the fees for recording, the eBay fees, we're in it for $107. So as soon as it hits a dollar, you've made $200.
I saw someone comment on your wall the other day too. It was one of those, I don't know if they were trying to joke around, but they're like, oh, they saw a property sell for $46.
Yeah.
And they like kind of made a joke about it, right?
I think he's a land investor. I don't know him from other than the land investing niches, or he listens to the show and he goes to, he's like, $46. Huh? It sold. The person got a heck of a deal.
Yeah, but given what you paid for it plus the dock fee, you made a very healthy return.
On that one, so call it 345 is what the person sent me on credit card because he paid for it credit card. I sent him a link. They paid for the next day. Into that property, I made $225 to $230. not a bad day.
No, especially when you're doing it consistently.
If you're doing it every 5 days,
yeah,
and that's the lowest one we've ever had.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, so quickly, that's the first way to get into it, right? Buying over the counter.
Yep.
We've talked a lot about that. Second way, buying wholesale. Use the over-the-counter property. If you don't have a ton of money, go buy wholesale. If you've already got a good amount of money and you don't want to mail, go buy wholesale. It's real easy. Go on the forums. Go on Facebook. Just put it out there that you want it, and you'll get it.
Yeah, I'm looking for wholesale deals. I don't want to mail right now. And know how to price those counties when you go into that, so you know if you're getting a good
deal. Yeah, that's very important. And then once you're ready, put mail in the box. It doesn't have to be perfect. Your pricing doesn't have to be spot on. You don't need an answering service. Just get it done.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the whole key to this is just do something.
Okay, anything else?
No.
All right, well, let's call it there then. Just a couple things before we go. Tickets are still available for our meetup with the Texas Land Investors Live. If you haven't heard about it yet, we are hosting an event with them on March 2nd here at Topgolf in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to go over all things land related. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We've got a guest speaker. We've got a live podcast. And then we're going to end the day with a two-hour Topgolf social. Get all the information on our Facebook page at Casual Fridays, REI. And while you're there, make sure you like the page. And then go over to Instagram and follow us there. Then last but not least, please go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever else you're listening to us and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. And that's it. Okay, guys, we will see you on Wednesday. Thanks.
Thank you.